You're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson, episode 156.
Hey there, you're listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast. My name is Angela Henderson, and on this show, we talk about improving your business, life, or both by having amazing and rich conversations with brilliant guests who will inspire you and who will give you tips and tricks to help you grow both in life and in business.
Well, hey there, amazing human, and welcome back to another awesome episode of the Business and Life Conversations podcast. I'm your host, Ange, from Angela Henderson Consulting, where I'm an international award-winning business consultant and coach who has helped thousands of amazing women business owners get all the pieces in place to have consistent 4- and 5-figure months and then on to 6- and 7-figure years without burning out in the process. Now, today is just a solo episode, just you and I, celebrating the fuck out of my podcasting journey over the last 3 years. Like, seriously, where the hell have these 3 years gone? 3 years, 1,095 days, 26,280 hours, 156 weeks. 156 weeks since when I first created, releasing my first episode, the Business and Life Conversations podcast, helping women in business. One episode every week for the last 156 weeks. It's a total at time of recording of 52,640 downloads. Seriously, 52,000 plus downloads. It leaves my mind blowing. And not to mention a shit ton of people from so many different countries, from here in Australia to Denmark to my home country of Canada to Lebanon, Switzerland, Brazil, just to name a few. And can I say, so much goodness, so much damn gratitude I have. Gratitude. Not too sure if you've sat and reflected on things that have been bringing you gratitude over the last little while, but if not, I encourage you, because there's always something good to happen in all of our lives. So just like when I reached 100 episodes not too long ago, this episode has allowed me and given me the opportunity to reflect, appreciate, celebrate, grieve, and to just simply be in the moment. You see, 3 years, a lot can change. Change can be good, like really, really good, but change can be bad. Change can be hard. I mean, in 3 years, my delightful son, Finley John, has gone from this bubbly 8-year-old little boy and turned into an 11-year-old young man who lights me up on any given day. And Chloe Glenella, my amazing daughter, has gone from being a 5-year-old and is now an 8-year-old filled with love, compassion, and pure awesomeness. But in 3 years, I also have not been gifted and have so much gratitude for Finley John and Chloe Glenella, but I've lost not one, but 5 amazing humans in my life. As most of you or some of you might know, I lost my grandmother a few years ago on Christmas, my brother a few years ago on Mother's Day, a father type figure on New Year's Day, a business friend that same year in January, and I've also just recently lost Miranda Sanchez, a good friend, a best friend from high school. As I mentioned also before in episode 100, I will forever be grateful for having a podcast. Forever, forever, forever grateful for so many reasons. But in many ways, as I've said, this podcast kept me going these 3 years when things were shit, when I was sitting at my computer or laying in bed, not knowing if I could keep going, not knowing if the grief would wrap around me in chains and suffocate me. But this podcast kept me going. It kept me going on days when all I could see was darkness. This podcast always, always brought color back into my life. And for that, I will forever be grateful. This podcast has also taught me a variety of things. Number one, this podcast has taught me to just fucking start. Take imperfect action and say, fucking, I'm going for it. I bought a $249 mic, which I'm still using as I record this episode today, with no proper audio gadgets, no proper, soundproofing, no proper anything. And I just went for it. And so can you. This podcast has also taught me that there are always people listening. Always people listening and always people needing to have you in their world. Why? Because you right now are someone's favorite. continue to be someone's favorite. This podcast has also taught me to always, always, always lead with value, to give. And it's okay to give. It's okay to lead with value. The podcast always taught me to treat people like humans. Because when you treat people like humans, just right now, you listening, you're a human. You're not a fucking transaction like so many marketers are telling us to be. When you treat people like humans, you have an opportunity like this podcast has to allow me to have conversations. You've allowed me to connect with you. And because of that, some of you will end up having a conversion with me. Now, it's not just about the conversion, but we all are in business. And this podcast has taught me that when you give and you lead with value, you will always, always become profitable, not just financially, but emotionally also. This podcast has also taught me that podcasting, just like business, is a long-term strategy. Things don't happen overnight. You got to wait. You got to pursue. This podcast has also taught me the importance of consistency and how consistency always pays off. I promise you. This podcast has also taught me that there's always opportunity, even in the darkest moments, even with COVID, even with everything in between. There's always opportunity, opportunities for connection, opportunities for growth, opportunities to reflect. There are always opportunities if you choose. This podcast has also taught me to use my voice. My voice is here to help. And by not using my voice, I'm actually doing a disservice. There are people who need me. And yes, there will always be people who want to bring me down and treat me like shit and send me hateful messages. These, my friends, aren't my people. And quite frankly, they can fuck off. But for those of you who need me, this podcast has taught me and reminded me multiple times to continue to use my voice, because my voice makes an impact. So today I celebrate. And I encourage you, for the love of Nutella, please celebrate your wins. Seriously, take the time to celebrate. Book a massage, buy yourself flowers, go out to dinner, sit in silence. I don't care what you do, but please, please, please fucking celebrate your wins. You deserve it. You 100% deserve it. One question I've been asked recently in regards to the podcast and with it upcoming to the 3 years of podcasting, who has been my favorite guest to interview, or what has been my favorite episode to produce? To be honest, all episodes have a place in my heart. But there is one that lights me up. The one that lights me up the most, you see, was the interview, by far, interviewing my favorite author, Bob Burke, the author of The Go-Giver, which I interviewed him just recently on episode 152. I mean, how fucking awesome is it to be able to interview your favorite author? I mean, that's pretty fucking epic. And to think 3 years ago, I never would have had that opportunity, because I would never have started the podcast if I sat and waited for everything to be freaking perfect. But I had that opportunity. 30 minutes with a man that I look up to, 30 minutes talking to a man that has changed my life in more ways than one. Podcasting has allowed that. Podcasting has allowed me to be on stage. Podcasting has allowed me to create my own events. Podcasting has had so many opportunities. 3 short years, so many can change. Often get asked, will I keep going with the podcast? My answer, yes, but. I will keep doing this podcast, but only if it continues to bring me joy and serves a purpose. If and when the day comes, it no longer serves me, I will then hang up the mic. But for now, get ready for another episode next week and the week after that. This podcast hasn't just happened because of me. And I think it's important to take a moment and acknowledge those that have allowed this podcast to grow every single week over the last 3 years. I'd like to say a huge thank you to you. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for the reviews you've left. Thank you for showing up in your own life and making a difference, because people need you. They need you right now. To every guest that's been on the show, thank you. Thank you for your time, your dedication, your voice, your impact, your knowledge. I appreciate you and I see you, so thank you. To my podcast team and my daily crew, from my online business manager to my VAs, to my graphic designers, to my web developers, and anyone in between, this podcast is not a singular person that does it. It has taken a team, so thank you. And to my family, Thank you also for allowing me to do this, for allowing me to be me, for allowing me the space to create, for allowing me the space to impact. Thank you to Finley, Chloe, my husband, Dale, my dad. It's because of you guys that have allowed me to just keep being me. My final words before I wrap up are the same words I used in episode 100 because they still fit and they're still important. Life. Life is truly, truly short, and your world can literally be turned upside down in seconds, as it has for me on 5 different occasions over the last 3 years. Start the podcast, speak on stage, run your own event, do whatever the fuck you want to do. Why? Because you deserve it. That's right, you deserve to do whatever the fuck you want. Make shit happen, because the only person who can is you. Don't wait anymore, my friend. Much love from Brisbane, Australia, and thank you again for allowing me 3 years of podcasting. Much love, Ange.
Thanks for listening to the Business and Life Conversations podcast with Angela Henderson. www.angelahenderson.com.au